Cam, that's one way to leave it late, isn't it? And especially on your birthday as well. So 3 points for the club, and of course 6 in the new year. Can't ask for better than that, really, can you?
Yeah, it's a good start to the new year. I thought we was excellent the first 40 minutes today. Probably should have been out of sight, but we weren't taking the chances that we were given, really. We asked the lads at half time just to not be sloppy. You know, we'd have taken a 1-0. Nice to have had a clean sheet, give a sloppy goal away. And to be honest, we were dreadful the second half. Never really got going. Tried to freshen things up with the substitutions. Obviously, the conditions were really tough. The wind, the rain was flying in. The pitch was really boggy, but bobbly as well. But we've managed to get ourselves out of jail, really. I was just about to shout at him for shooting instead of going past to taking the left back on. But great strike. I've seen him do it a couple of times. And, you know, I think overall we were the better side and probably deserve the 3 points. But Daventry have worked hard and got themselves back into the game. And I thought they probably nicked a point and maybe could have nicked it. They should have nicked it at the end with the header before we've gone up the field and scored. So good start to the year. Bit disappointing for performance, but at the end of the day, the main thing's 3 points.
And against a side, of course, who only fielded 11 players, they got no substitutes today. So was the team talking a little bit different at the start of the game?
It's always hard to play against teams that, you know, they're obviously struggling. I think I'm not sure what's going on down at the club, to be fair. You know, they had a decent enough start to the season, so I don't really know what's going on there. But it's always difficult when teams turn up like they've got 11 players. You seem to put a lot more hard work in when you know you're just fighting for the teammates that are on the pitch and there's no one to come on. You know, they worked hard, and we told that to the lads. You know, if we start brightly, you know, they'd had a poor Christmas, lost, I think they'd lost 3 or 4 on the bounce. So if we started brightly, gone 2-0 in a half-time 2-0 up, we'd have won the game comfortably, no problem in the second half. But you know, that 1-0 scoreline, it's always a tough one. And you know, one mistake leads to a goal. Good finish by the lad. And you know, we're fighting against it again. And as I said, they should have won the game in the 90th minute, and then we go in injury time. So, you know, to be fair, I'm not really fussed what's happening with them or what's going on with their club. I'm just worried about us, and you know, it's 3 points for us, and that's the main thing.
And these individual areas, I know we've spoke about it all season, haven't we? Is it frustrating? That it didn't quite cost you today, of course, but it could have cost you some valuable points, couldn't it?
Yeah, of course it could. It's too often at the minute, which is unfortunate. You know, we can't seem to keep a clean sheet. I feel sorry for John because he's had nothing to do all game apart from pick the ball out of the back of the net, and he's kept us in so many games over the last few months that, you know, he probably deserves a few clean sheets on the bounce. And you know, we've got to manage games better, we say this week in, week out to them. And you know, yes, we've won the game, but he should have never have gone down to the 90th minute. You know, we should have been out of sight at half time, being comfortable, you know. But we've had to dig deep, and you know, we've won the game, and you know, we go into Wednesday's game, you know, and Kidsgrove drew again today, so gives us a bit of breathing space above them in the race for the playoffs. We're in a good position, and we need to keep kicking on like we are, and it's been a good start to the year. And hopefully, in time, we'll be able to cut the individual areas out, and if we do that, then I don't see any reason why we won't be in the playoffs.
And Nicky Turton, of course, made his first league start. And scored on his first league start, so that must be you know, something good for you as well.
Well, Turts came on last week against Loughborough, and to be fair to Turts, you know exactly what you're going to get from him. You know, his work rate and his effort in behind defenders is superb. You know, sometimes he doesn't hold the ball up the way he should. I thought today he was excellent. His hold up play, and he's a real nuisance for defenders. And you know, last week when he came on for the last 30 minutes, you know, they were tiring, and as a centre-half or a defender, that's the last person you want to be coming onto the pitch, really, someone with his pace to get in behind you. So he deserved his start today. You know, Sully was ill. Whether or not he would have started today, that would have been, we would have had to be thinking about that. But you know, we knew Sully was going to be struggling on from Thursday, so he's come in. He scored, great finish, superb work down the left by Jono, who was outstanding in the first half as well. A good finish, and he got his goal. And you know, we know what Turks can bring to the side. You know, he does score, he does get his fair share of goals, to be fair to him. He works hard in training. He's always here at training, and you know, and he deserved that today. I'm pleased for him.
And finally, mentioned it earlier, Kidsgrove on Wednesday. You've obviously got to focus on that one as well. Do you think you'll have more players back fit for that one, or?
I'd expect Sully to return. I think we'll probably be missing Simon Brown through work commitments. Obviously, we've got a natural replacement in Digger. It's a big game. It's a big game away at Kidsgrove. They're a good side. They've been on a decent. They're on a decent run. I know they've dropped points today, but you know, going away to Gaul, I can imagine what that would have been like today at their open ground. So we played them earlier in the season. We had a good point down here. We probably should have beat them because we conceded late again. But it's going to be a tough one. The pitch will be boggy and sticky there as well. If it's on, it's going to be tough. And you know, we went there in the League Cup. You know, fielded a slightly weaker side probably than what we could have, and we were unlucky in that. So hopefully Sully will be back, Reece Thompson, we'll see. Apart from that, we should be fit. Everyone should be fit and raring to go.
Thanks, Cameron. Congratulations today, and many happy returns.
Cheers. Thank you. Thanks, Sully.